Before we begin tonight, I'm going to ask Jim Griswold with OCD to give us a brief update on the Vine Rail situation. Jim?
Thank you, Mayor. Members of the council, I just happen to be in the neighborhood, and so it's been a while. And so hopefully I won't take up too much of your time, because I know you're here for another reason. I'm sure you guys can appreciate it's a tough project, fairly complex. Lots of moving parts that need to all kind of dance together and at times need to be modified. The drilling activities in the area that have been underway for several months now are not associated with the actual grouting process themselves. It involves upgrades to the cavern monitoring system. The borings over in the median north of the feed store were just finished up this week. We're remobilizing right now to the south side of CID's canal and start our final monitoring system boring there in the coming days, and should be done by the end of the month. The draft design should hit my desk the end of next week, and we will undertake our review and any comments therein on that. But as a result of these recent drilling activities over the last few months associated with the installation of the monitoring equipment, we've really learned some additional things about the cavern, and we're putting those into play. And so that draft final design should encumber an approved design that's hopefully a lot more effective and cost efficient in terms of the process. We're hoping now to actually begin the grouting and backfilling process late spring, early summer of this year. The modifications to the intersection there at the South Y have been complete for some time, but are not implemented because they're not necessary at this point, and once we need them, then we'll change. Some of the things we will start doing pretty soon, even during this review process for the final implementation, is we will begin demolition of the old buildings on the site, regrading the surface to make sure we have stormwater control for the next few years, and upgrading the utility infrastructure that we need. I guess you can probably appreciate how busy it is in Santa Fe these days with the legislature in session and the new administration. But Secretary Probst is tentatively looking at a mid-April meeting, next authority meeting. There will be new members on that authority, and it will be here in Carlsbad. So if you've got any questions, I would certainly try to answer them. Otherwise, I'm heading north for the evening. So.
Questions?
Well, I'd like to ask him, Jim, how deep did you guys drill before you hit the actual cavern? Where you are now?
Right about the top of the Salado, which is about 450 feet out there. And we've been drilling outside the base perimeter of the cavern in some of the wing areas, but we have encountered the cavern. Some small heights, maybe only a foot or so in dissolved salt thickness in those areas. But that's part of that learning process that was greatly helpful in this design as to how those things responded once we got into them.
So. And how deep is the cavern after that? You hit the cavern.
Well, the bottom of the Castile there is close to 600 feet. 600 feet. Yeah, so there's about a 200-foot salt package there. But we're on the margin of the basin here, and so the geology, the lithology is not quite as consistent as you may see further east and south. So it's been a learning experience.
Other questions?
Jim, the one question I've got was the headline this morning was where we are on settlement with the feed store. And, I mean, I know it's a legal matter. You may not be able to respond.
Yeah, I'm limited in terms of what I should say. I say, as opposed to what I could say, but we're close to wrapping that up and negotiating and so on. But I think you can probably appreciate some of that will perhaps always be confidential.
I'm not sure. Sure. I just want to be sure that councils were communicating back and forth.
Okay, good. And
further questions?
At this point, it's not holding anything up in our schedule. So.
Well, thank you so much, Mr. Griswold.
Yeah.
We really appreciate you coming down.